I'll call the Thursday, January 23rd, Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Butthart.
Is excused.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Elderman Dendria.
He's on his way and not here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The pledge this evening took a little bit more significance for us. Our city engineer, Mr. Morrow's lovely wife, just became a United States citizen this morning.
Congratulations.
So, a welcome addition to our country. Okay, so given that, we did a roll call. We have a quorum. Next item is approval of the regular meeting minutes of January 9th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to C, public hearing and business matters. We have, I think, at least three items. Well, two for, no, we have three, maybe four items to do on this one particular agenda item. This is Waukesha Water Utility Outfall Facilities. It's an application for special comprehensive master plan amendment, rezoning, and a certified survey map, and a site plan. So with that, Mr. Martinez, you have a notice to read for public hearing.
Yes, for the rezoning.
Okay, we want to do a comprehensive master plan first, right? Okay. That is not a public hearing. Mr. No. Martinez.
Okay, so this project contains four different applications. The comprehensive master plan amendment to change from recreational and areas of natural resources to institutional. The rezoning is from residential and floodway to institutional to allow for the essential services. And the CSN is to divide the 76 acres lot into four proposed lots. The lot one is for the re-aeration building. The lot two is for future expansion of the facilities. And the lot three is for the existing single family dwelling. Lot four is mostly wetlands, and it will be subject to conservation easement. For the comprehensive master plan amendment application, staff is recommending approval because it's consistent with the goals of the comprehensive plan 2025, two goals, to provide adequate infrastructure and to support regional planning efforts. And also, the comprehensive plan amendment depicts or shows a recreational trail on the lot four, so the conservation easement will allow for future recreational trails on this area subject to the conservation easement that is in lot four.
So for those of you who are not planning experts, there's four items on the agenda because of the way zoning is done. The overriding document that does not determine land use but predicts future land use is called the Comprehensive Master Plan. That's what we would like to see the community develop into. So that tells us, what's this designated for, Regulo?
That's correct. For
what
future
is it?
Currently, the future land use map is recreational and areas of natural resources.
Okay. Since we want to change that to institutional for this aeration station and outflow, we need to change the comprehensive master plan to reflect that. So that's the first part of this. Second part is what is the land being used for? That's the zoning part of this project. And that will change the zoning from whatever it is, residential.
Residential, R2, and floodway.
And floodways to institutional and.
Institutional, I1.
Institutional across the board. Then the third part of that is site plan. We have to approve how this all gets laid out. And then the final little filing that has to be done with the county is how's the land get divided? And that's the certified survey map. So that's the four items we're working on tonight. How'd I do, Regulo?
Correct.
Whew. 23 years doing this, man. Sometimes it rubs off. So, and the only public hearing is on the rezoning. So we'll, yeah, and the site plan.
Just for the rezoning.
Good recovery. Okay, so relative to the comprehensive master plan amendment, any questions from staff, for staff from the commission? Okay, seeing nobody jump up, Commissioner Haley.
I've got a lot of questions. I guess I want to wait for a public hearing. Oh, I can do that.
This is comp plan. You want to wait and take action after all of this, or you want to take it individually?
You got a public hearing.
Not yet. Not on the comp plan. This
Wouldn't
is.
You want to hear the public first?
Of course.
On the rezone?
Okay. Regulo, would you care to read the notice, please?
Okay. Notices are by giving that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, January 23, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter at the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Daniel Duniak, General Manager of Waukesha Water Utility, Judith Juro and Evelyn Farcione, deceased property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone Lot 1 of Certified Survey Map number from R2 State Single Family Residence District and Floodway District to I-1 Institutional. The rezoning is in conjunction with a Certified Survey Map to divide one lot into four proposed lots. Proposed Lot 1 to be rezoned. For property located at 5207 West Oakwood Road, tax key number 948-9999-8001, currently zoned R2 State Single Family Residence District, FW Floodway District, FC Floodplain Conservancy District, and C1 Conservancy District. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 6223-7D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 1590200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
So we would like to hear what you folks think about the future land use of this particular parcel. So with that, I will open a public hearing. The deal is you come forward, stand at the microphone, give us your name and address, and then let us know what you think. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Yes, sir, please.
Chuck Kaler, 5660 West Oakwood Road. I understand what you're doing. I'm curious as to, do you have any pictures of this proposed building going on Lot 1 or a description?
We have pictures.
That's coming up under the site plan, right?
Site plan, correct.
But yes, we do, Chuck. We have a show. Anyone else with any comment for the public hearing portion of this? Anybody else? Okay, I'm gonna close the public hearing on this matter, on the comprehensive master plan.
Rezoning.
Next.
No.
He did the rezoning. I was reading this. That was the rezoning, sorry. That's to take it from what it was to I-1 and institutional and natural resources. Okay, on the rezoning, any questions from commission?
Well, now you go kind of plan first thing because I did.
Okay. So the city attorney would like us to do a comp plan amendment, which is changing the...
Here.
We didn't do the certified circuit.
It's not a public hearing.
Okay. You've got a public hearing notice for the comprehensive master plan adjustment.
No, just for the rezoning.
So we want now take action on the comprehensive master plan amendment. Is there questions from the commission on the comp plan amendment? Mr. City Engineer.
Go ahead. So this has a question. It kind of involves everything, but so rezoning, Mr. Duknik, between the time it came to engineering and the time it went to the planning department, I think the building moved. The building, I believe, used to be kind of in that corner, and so you're moving it to what's called Lot 1. Let's see. Let me.
Big button.
Yep. So.
Sorry.
So I guess it. I actually liked it a lot better in the corner, and that affects the zoning and comp plan and so forth. But can you explain why it got moved and what the benefits of moving it would be?
Dan Dupin, general manager of the Walker.
No, just make sure it's green. There you go.
There you go. Hi, Dan Dupin, general manager of the Waukesha Water Utility. Ryan Christopher is here from the engineering firm that Greeley Hansen, who designed it for us. I'll let him speak to that.
Good evening. So the reason, Glenn, that it shifted from the northwest corner of the site more towards the further east along Oakwood Drive, that was to take advantage of the natural topography of the site. So in the future, if required, thermal wetlands will be required for the site per DNR. And by moving it further to the east, we can take advantage of the topography to have additional wetlands and not have to pump a second time.
Okay. So what is it that you want us to talk about?
Mayor, the reason the motions are, potential motions are lined up in this fashion is the comp plan amendment refers to a lot. The lot would not be existing because it's all part of a large parcel until it's divided by a certified survey map. So my thought was, do the certified survey map first. Then you can't rezone without a comprehensive master plan amendment, so you act on that. Then you do the rezone. Then you have recommendations on dividing up the property into specific lots, specific comprehensive master plan amendment for a specific lot, rezoning for a specific lot, and then a site plan for the project.
Okay, so we're going to back up and do what we haven't done yet is the four-lot certified survey map, which is dividing that one big parcel into four. Can you put the CSM up? There you go.
So, yeah, the applicant is proposing to divide the existing 76 acres into these four lots. As I explained before, this for the building, this for future improvement or facilities, this for the existing single-family dwelling, and this lot four is mostly wetlands and is subject to conservation easement. As we can see here, these are the wetlands and the wetland buffer, and the applicant is submitting the conservation easements to protect the natural resources. The building is not impacting any of the natural resources, and the pipeline that would go to Lot 4 is impacting the natural resources, but according to the UDO, essential services are exempt from the natural resource protection standards. Staff is recommending approval of the CSN subject to the conditions in the resolution, including the submission of the conservation easements and landscape buffer yard easement to mitigate any effect to the adjacent residential property.
Questions from the commission to staff? Commissioner Haley.
I guess my question related to this is, in the staff report, there was a discussion of noting a future trail connection through here. I'm not seeing that. And my understanding is they've responded that they talked to the Parks Department, but that doesn't do any good 5 years from now when it's time to build it.
We will add a note to the conservation easement that in case of future trail, that conservation easement will allow for future recreational trails because the location is not accurate. The applicant contacted the Milwaukee County.
I guess I understand that we don't know exactly where it would go, but we don't see a promise to put it there. That's my concern. So if in the future the parks or somebody else wants to move forward, there's comments in here about the snowmobile path that's through there. How does that then happen? Because there's nothing to compel that to happen as far as I can read.
It's a condition on the resolution, condition number 8, that pursuant to the 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan and the 2007 Milwaukee County Trail Network Plan, the applicant shall revise the conservation easement to allow a future trail easement for site improvement associated with proposed recreational trails.
I get that. When does that happen? If that's what I'm missing here. At some point in the future, maybe. I'd like to see a note on the CSM that says, in the future, if a trail is put through, that they would provide that easement in a non-specified location, but that they would, in fact, accommodate that. Because one of the things we're getting at here is, right now, our vision for this is recreational, and we're changing that. So let's try and maintain that recreational component. So I understand it's a bit vague now, but it gets done all the time.
If I may,
please.
We do not have a problem with that. We actually reached out to Milwaukee County Parks and actually the Snowmobile Club to try to find out where the trail was supposed to be, and they didn't give us any information on where we should put that. So if there's a note that needs to be placed on the CSM, and that's a condition, we have no problem adding that note.
Commissioner Ailey, you still have the floor.
My suggestion would be that a note be put on that at some non-specified location, based upon the mutual consent of parties in the future, you will provide that easement in a mutually agreeable location.
Okay.
He said he
will. And we're amenable to that. Great. As part of the CSM, condition of the CSM. Sure.
But I don't see it in there now. I guess I'm asking for that amendment.
Would that be in the motion?
We can put it in the whole motion, or we can do it individually, whatever you want. Because paragraph 8 does have almost as much as he wants.
But we don't have a specific location or date for the trail.
I understand that. But I've spent the big part of my life putting trails together, and they don't happen in the future unless the accommodation is made now and it's made in writing.
All right,
it's very hard
to
bring parties to the table.
We'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Suggest adding a condition relatively close to the language in condition number 8, add a new condition number 9, subject to a language provision by city staff in terms of exactly how it's stated, that there shall be a note placed upon the certified survey map prior to recording, which states applicants and the property owners consent to the location of the future trail extension, and staff will put more detail on it.
That's fine with us.
Is there a motion regarding that?
I would make that motion.
Second.
Discussion of the motion to put a note on the CSM calling for a trail. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That will be condition 9, and that is subject to staff corrections. Okay. Any other questions on the...
And I'm sorry.
Sure,
Mayor.
Commissioner Haley.
The exceptions they were looking for, I just want to see which ones are tied to the site plan. I believe it was the driveway width, the curb and gutter. Those items are all... Now's the time for that?
That's for the site plan.
That's site plan. We're on the CSM.
Got it. CSM.
Anything else on the CSM? That's what happens when you put 6 things in one agenda. We all get confused. Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 4-lot certified survey map being a division of the north half, one half of northwest, 1/4 of section 35, township 5 north, range 21 east, city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at approximately 5207 West Oakwood Road, including the language previously passed in an earlier motion.
So moved.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. One down. Comp plan master amendment. We did do the public hearing on the comprehensive master plan. Mr. Martinez, you're recommending approval?
Yes, we are recommending approval because the proposed amendment is consistent with the goals of the comprehensive plan, such as to provide adequate infrastructure and to support regional planning efforts.
It's pretty straightforward. There is no conditions on this. Any questions from the commission? Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for a property located at 5207 West Oakwood Road from recreational use and areas of natural resource features use to institutional use per Wisconsin Stats 66.10014B. Is there such a motion?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley, he got under the wire.
Comprehensive plan amendment. We put a lot of effort in looking at the city and what this should be. We decided it wanted to be recreational, residential, things like that. I guess I'm trying to understand, and I understand the big picture of what Waukesha needs, the problems they face and what they're trying to accomplish here. Why here? What is this doing for Franklin? I understand your dilemma, but we're gonna have traffic, construction impacts, detours, all of this stuff. We're gonna lose probably viable, developable land, or at least things that could be done for recreational purposes. And what do we get out of it? I guess I'm trying to look for a compelling reason to modify that other than the fact that you're asking for it.
Well, of course, we're looking for regional cooperation to get this done because, as you are aware, Waukesha does face an issue with the water, and that water, the result or the issue that the water or that was created, it was the result of overuse of the aquifer by many communities, including the City of Franklin, the City of Oak Creek, and Milwaukee, and everyone in Milwaukee County, as well as Waukesha County. So the reason the aquifer is drawn down is because of overuse by all of the communities in southeastern Wisconsin. So again, it's become a regional project. One of the reasons why we're coming back to the river is at the recommendation of the DNR. The Department of Natural Resources has shown that the Root River needs additional base flow. Due to the development, there has been more flashiness in the base flow in the river, as we've seen. And, you know, I